880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have got another edition of Freed on Business. It's the last edition of September 2013 as we round out the peak month of the hurricane season. Not one has formed yet, and now you know that it's my fault if one comes here to Miami for the rest of the summer. Now, we've got a great show here. We're going to talk cars with Larry Zinni. He's the general manager of Warren Henry Automotive up in North Dade. We're going to discuss the new Q50, the Range Rover Sport, some other hot cars that are coming out. We're going to talk about some myth-busting. Is now the time to buy your car? Are these year-end deals that they talk about for real, or is it just BS? Then we're going to have a super guest in the U-Health segment as we turn the half hour, Dr. Ashwin Mehta. He's been on before. He calls himself a hospitalist, but what it really is a guy who helps you get in touch with the things that you need to do to help your body stay fit and healthy. He helps the people that are recovering from cancer get their feet back on the ground and regain their health. No more a wonderful person exists than Dr. Ashwin Mehta, and he will be here talking about he can help the breast cancer survivors, and also other people. In fact, he's helped us get better nights of sleep. And then we're going to have, as we round the corner into the fourth quarter of the show, Tarek Maddox. He's our friend that used to be a strength coach for the Jets. He trains Frank Gore. He trains Lamar Miller. High five to Lamar Miller and the Miami Dolphins. Now, the stock market went pretty good today as the public seems to be rejecting the overthrow of Obamacare. I'm not going to get into politics. I just want to talk about business. And for me personally, they came out with the rates. It looks like the Obamacare may save me a few bucks on my health care plan, but that may be at the cost of some of the younger people in town that may be paying more. Not going to talk politics. Just want to see what it does to business. And hey, now that this comes out, our business is going to start hiring people. We'll see, because if you hire that 30th person, you get thrown into the whole Obamacare thing and have to do a lot of paperwork. Your costs go up. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm purple. I just want to be an American. Back after this with Larry Zinn. We're going to talk cars, gas, deals, good stuff, hot stuff. Back after this.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
All right, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeons Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. In fact, Dr. Kaplan's been on the show. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means that you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit my friends at uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
for a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, I got to say, I love my car. You heard me in the half hour prior to the start of the show when I was kicking it around with Johnny Social Media 305 Irish, that I love my car. I can't believe that I have a machine that actually operates like this. Yes, I'm an old man, but I do remember when all you had was just the basic combustion engine. But now I have my wonderful Infinities. I've got two, actually. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back, and we're going to talk cars, then we're going to talk cars, then we're going to talk more cars. And why? Because we have my favorite buddy to talk cars with. Larry's in. He's on the phone. Larry, I know I got gasoline in my blood. How about you?
What's going on, Mr. Freed? You know that question.
You know, I got to have a softball every segment here, Larry. So, you know, let's start off with the question that people wonder as we get to September. We start seeing these ads roll across the screen that it's the year-end sale, year-end closeout. Get your best values today. You know, and then, you know, by the end of the year, there's not much left, and you got to buy a green car if you're going to get the deal. Is now the time to get the deals, Larry?
Urban. Well, it's a pretty exciting time of year because it's, you know, for many brands, the 2013 models are going away and the 2014 models are coming along. I mean, nowadays it's a little bit more mixed up than it used to be because some people start putting out their 2014s way earlier in the year. But for most of our brands, there's still some 2013s left over, and the manufacturers are very aggressive at trying to get rid of those.
Now, Larry, you've got some great nameplates. I've seen some really cool stuff from Volvo. In fact, I love their new ad where they go and they show the road and they go, can you imagine what a Volvo looks like? And then they turn it around and it's something like totally from outer space. I just love, Larry, can you even imagine somebody repeating one of the commercials? I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I loved it.
I thought that was a really neat commercial. That's a totally new direction for the brand as far as advertising goes. And they've got some pretty exciting stuff. Next year, they're coming out with a supercharged, turbocharged engine, which is supposed to be class-leading in horsepower as well as fuel economy.
Now, they're still going to be focused. You know, they've always sold safety. You know, when I met my wife, she drove a Volvo. She said, this is the safest car. My parents got me this car. They love me. They put me in this car. That's still the Volvo niche, no?
Oh, absolutely. And the very interesting thing about Volvo is they share their safety information with all the other brands because as a brand, their goal is to make sure that they reach a day where there are no more traffic fatalities.
Well, are they working on that driverless thing, you know, the computerized thing where they're all going to link up? Because I thought that was one of the concepts behind that.
Yeah, actually, they had run a caravan in Sweden. I think it was almost 2 or 3 months ago with 5 or 6 cars, totally autonomous.
Totally cool. Now, I know that your other nameplates are working on that stuff too, right? I saw that Nissan, which is Infiniti basically, was talking about trying to do that pretty much by, I think it was 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the brands are heading in that direction. I also read today that Land Rover and Jaguar are building a brand new facility to focus on fuel efficiency and autonomous vehicles. So, you know, Tesla was talking about it. Mercedes-Benz just showed a driverless S-Class. It's going to be a race to see who can put it out first, but more than that, it's going to be about whether the government and, you know, the regulations surrounding driverless vehicles, what happens with that. I mean, that's really going to determine how far this technology goes.
Well, also, I think that you're going to see that same kind of thing as we go into the green technology. And I don't want to talk about all this crazy stuff that the government funded, you know, in the last thing that they're all throwing around politically. But in the real estate business, we're seeing incredible opportunities because people are floating bonds that then going to pay for all of the retrofits on these buildings. It's really exciting. So I've got to believe that there's going to be some kind of continuing orientation in the auto industry to go green, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They've made great strides in the last few years. I mean, we see it with all the new product that's coming out, how much more efficient it is. Most of the time, by losing weight on the vehicles, they're becoming much more fuel efficient, using smaller engines, superchargers, turbochargers, and just really trying to do a different way to get more fuel economy out of these cars.
You know, I noticed it when I switched, I gotta just say it this way, when I switched from one generation Infiniti to the next, when I had my last M, I guess it was 35, now I'm in a 37. I don't really know the numbers, I just know that I love my car, Larry.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay, cool. So I noticed that my last car was bigger, didn't have as much pop. This one's smaller, and, you know, please excuse me as I pass you on the road and enjoy myself. Hope I didn't startle you. It's just great. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. I just went through a training with Land Rover where I got a chance to drive the new Range Rover Sport versus the previous body style.
Right.
The car is 800 pounds lighter, has less horsepower, but will destroy the car, the previous model, in a 0 to 60. From a performance perspective, it blows it out of the water, and it's all based off of the weight loss.
Well, all I can say is Johnny's in the control room, and he's pointed to me and going, Jim, make sure we drive that next time we go out with Larry on that that thing in January. So, Johnny, high five to you. That's right. Larry will have the commander there, too. I promise you, you'll get your before, your earlier, and your current ride. He's just giving me the high five. He's loving life. So, Larry, what other stuff is going on? We've talked about Infiniti, a little bit of Land Rover. We talked about the new Range Rover Sport. You know, talk to me about what I'm going to get the next time, the Infiniti Q50. You know, you're going from the M and the I and the X and the Y and the Z, and now you only have one thing. You got the Q, right?
Yeah, well, the Q just came out. A really exciting car. I'm driving one right now. Totally customizable. You can download applications from your cell phone to the car. So Pandora, Google, Facebook, and then as time goes on, you're going to be able to download more and more applications to your vehicle. You can customize the steering, whether you like a light steer, standard, or heavy steering feel. Suspension, do you like it tighter? Do you like it softer? I mean, it's absolutely incredible the amount of technology that went into this vehicle.
I got to tell you, Larry, all of that's great. I just live for one thing on my car, the Sport button.
There's no other way to go, Jim.
I swear to you, Larry, you know, I owned that car for a year, and I was a sissy. I thought, how could it drive any better? How could it be more fun? How could it just be more? And then I did something. I turned that button from normal, standard, to Sport, and I tweeted about it, man. I tweeted about it the next day. I talked to Johnny on the show 20 minutes ago about it, how I get off the expressway from the I-95 to the US-1 thing, and I take my foot off the gas, but the damn thing starts going faster. It downshifts. It goes vroom. I mean, it's all these sounds I never thought of when I was a little kid that I would ever have a car that sounded like this. I love it, Larry.
Well, I think the only other car that you'd be, you know, that had some sounds. Remember when you drove that Jaguar F-Type? What'd you think of the sound on that one?
I thought that sound was awesome, too. And I got to tell you, Larry, you know, the real estate market's smoking up, so you better get that black Jag that we were talking about ready. Oh, did I just say that? I hope Ezra's listening. Ezra. We are going to have just the best time, Larry, because, you know, I got like 18 months left, and then you're going to walk me through, and we're going to figure it out. I'll bring Johnny, too, and we'll put it all up on Twitter and Facebook as we shop the cars of Warren Henry. Now, how much time do we have left in this segment? Do we have a little time left? One more minute? Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to go to break, then we're going to come back with Larry. We're going to talk about things that get Larry all excited that's coming up this year, maybe some of the stuff that he saw in the auction over in Pebble Beach that just happened, all this stuff. Larry, you got about 2 minutes to figure it out. We'll be back at you right after this short break. More with Larry's in, talking cars, talking gas, talking electric, getting green here on 880 AM The Biz. Oh, man, I had to slow down because I was dancing. They had to calm me down, so you may hear me a little bit out of breath. But when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. Heck, you just heard me talking about them with Larry. How can you not want to go check them out? And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anytime, for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
You know, when I was getting ready to read this ad, I started tweeting about it because I was there last week, and I hope you were there too, because if you weren't, then you don't realize what you were missing. You know, Dolphin fans, I always give you the best advice, and when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you got to visit Dolphin.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets are there for every game. Thinking of heading out to just one game, three games, or all the games this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. My gosh, you got to join me. That place was smoking. I had the best time. My hand still hurts from all the high fives. You know, you could pay upwards of 25% more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphin tickets direct and save today.
Miami Marlins. Come on and join the Marlins, Joe.
Dive in and see your Marlins battle the Detroit Tigers on the final fireworks Friday of the season, September 27th at 7:10. Get the Sir Pizza 4-pack, all just for $60. And celebrate the third annual Star Wars night. Fans get a limited edition Jedi Billy Star Wars poster when purchasing the Jedi pack for only $20. Plus, stay after for the final fireworks spectacular presented by MetLife. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been talking with Larry Zim. We've been talking autos. We've been all fired up. We've been talking about the current offerings that Larry has at some of his dealerships, some of the new things that are coming on. We've been busting some myths about, is it really the best time to buy your car? And the answer is, it definitely is. Larry, how you doing, man? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be on the show.
All right. Well, listen, we love having you. Now, Larry, the auctions were out in Pebble Beach a couple of weeks ago. Did you see anything that really got you going out there?
Well, there was that Ferrari Nart Spider that went for, I think, $26.5 million.
Yeah, I know. Ezra drives one of those, too, you know?
Yeah. There was a Toyota 2000 GT. I mean, you look at the prices of these cars when they were new and what they're selling for now and the return over 50 years or 40 years or 30 years, and what they're seeing. I mean, I can't imagine getting a return like that anywhere else.
Well, you know, cars are always something to hold on to, and you're always romantically attached to the first couple of cars that you really liked. I know that that's, I guess, why all these, you know, mid-70s, you know, 60s, late 60s, early 70s muscle cars are really smoking and going. My real question is, with all those, you know, K cars and box cars of the late 70s and early 80s, what are we going to see is going to be the coming cars that people are going to like in the next round? You know, what are the millennials, the Gen X guys, the Gen Y guys, I guess? What are these people going to look? What are the next round of genre of car after the muscle car that we might look for?
You know, I have no idea, Jim, and I, that's kind of what scares me. You know, the thought of a driverless car like we were talking about earlier, and what's the fun in that?
Nothing.
You know, going away from gasoline and the smell of, you know, fumes and the engine and everything. I mean, come on. Where are we going? What are we doing here? I know it's safer for the environment and everything else, but, I mean, there's nothing like the sound of a V8.
Look, we know it. We feel it. We understand it. But then there's these millennials that are turning in their V8s for these little smart cars, and I just don't get it. And I got to tell you, if you're going to drive one of these smart cars, you better be smart about it. The guy that cut me off in traffic today in the smart car talking on the phone while he was drinking the latte, dude, get a clue, you know, or at least get a real car, because I got to believe that guy's going to look pretty bad on the front end of somebody else's car. So, Larry, you know, we've got these cars, they're coming up, we really don't know what we're going to expect or what people are going to like. People continue to go retro. So to me, that's my kind of car. My car that I think that I want to get is like a resto mod, one of these nice cars that somebody recovered from the boneyard, and then we just make it really new and really smoking. Is that something that would appeal to you, or do you really like the basic, totally restored, or do you like the fresh out of the barn with nothing done with the, I love this word, original patina still on it?
I'm more of a restoration guy. I don't really like the resto mods. I like an original car. You know, sometimes you have to repaint the car, go through, do a full restoration to bring it to its original glory. But that's what I really like. I mean, some of those cars with the original patina are very, very cool. But that's more of a car that you're going to keep in a garage and look at it and never let anybody drive it and, you know, just make sure it's nice and clean all the time and make sure it's safe. If I ever got a car like that, I would drive it.
Now, Johnny tells me that I can take my Infiniti out onto the Homestead Speedway and really see what it can do. Is that true?
That is.
Oh,
that
my
is.
God, Larry, when are we going to do this?
You could do Homestead. You could do Palm Beach.
I want to do them all. I want to do them all. I love my car, man. And, you know, people really, you know, maybe you don't believe it, but you really have to get out there in one of these cars. I grew up, we really didn't have a lot. I put myself through school. I've worked my way up. I like to think that now I can enjoy the fruits of my labor and my success as I save toward retirement. But there are some things in life that you must not deny yourself. And one of those is a smoking hot car. And these Infinities are just terrific. You know, and, you know, people laugh. I like on the weekends driving my wife's
JX.
Yeah, I mean, it's got this turning radius. You know, we're going to the Keys this weekend for a few days. I'll put everything in there. The thing just, I don't want to say it rocks because my wife would just not like that. But I do when she, when I'm putting the luggage in, I do turn that to sport setting as well. And I enjoy the heck out of that on sports setting too, Larry. It's just great. Now, you know, you drove the Q50. Is there anything else that's going to be coming out that's like around that, different, bigger, smaller, something like that?
You know, it's a pretty exciting time for the Infiniti brand. They're going to have a revised M coming out. You know, it's going to look fairly similar to where it is now, but it's going to get a facelift and have some changes made to it. But in the coming years, they're going to have a new coupe, they're going to have a new FX, which will now be called the QX70. There's some really exciting stuff. It's a great time to be with the Infiniti brand because I feel like they're going to make some really huge strides over the next few years.
Well, I've now, on my second generation, because I've been there for 25 years with Infiniti, I've always found that, you know, they have a great niche. They have, their niche is it true that I could say that this way, affordable performance, Larry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you get great value with these cars. It's luxury performance, and the bang for your buck is tremendous.
I grew up here. I was a kid of the 70s, then the 80s. I drove a 73 Chevy Impala through college. It had a V8, but it didn't have much pop. You know, then I got myself this little Volkswagen Jetta, which I thought would be what I, you know, was to get me to the next level. I drove. Then I said, oh, no, I don't like this. And I drove one of these little sports cars. I drove a Pontiac Fiero. Oh, you remember that one? Exactly. Don't snicker too loud. And if anybody remembers it, please check into the Alzheimer's ward. And then, then I started buying Infinities after that because the problem I had with the prior cars to that was that they were always in the shop, always in the shop. And the one thing when I walked into your showroom for the first time, I said, listen, you guys are going to sell me because I want dependability. And Larry, other than gas, for 25 years, I don't know if I had a belt or tires. I definitely tires because, you know, I wear those out occasionally. I haven't had to do any major service on any of these cars. And I took a couple of them past 100,000 miles. Is that pretty standard with this stuff?
Yeah, you know, Japanese vehicles are very well built, very consistent in their quality, and they really do last a long, long time. If you treat the car the way it's meant to be treated, if you do your maintenance as you're supposed to and care for the vehicle, it will last you.
Yeah, well, you know? We talked about that. You know, I always take care of my cars. I think a lot of your people do, too. That's your legacy thing. Do you still have that going on up there?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our legacy program, you know, cars that were serviced by us through their history. That we know are great cars and have always been taken care of.
Yeah, I can only tell you that whoever gets my car is going to get absolutely a machine that has been absolutely loved. I must say, you know, I read the ad about, you know, your dents and all that other stuff. I'm still, 27 months into the lease? You know how many dents I have? Zero.
How many?
Zero.
That's a good thing.
Zero dents. I am going
to
need.
I'm afraid to talk about those things because I feel like once you mention it, and
oh no, no, oh God, don't. Oh yeah, right. Well,
so you better take it back, Jim.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? Everything's cool. I really don't want to meet the dent wizard or anything else. I am going to need tires soon, so maybe we can kind of get away from the negative vibe or the kibosh that I put out there. We can go, you know, Larry, I'm going to need some new tires soon, so I'll be coming up and seeing you in May and the rest of your team really soon. And that's something else I wanted to touch on was the people that work for you. They're always terrific. Notice how I knew my service advisor's name off the top of my head. Come on, Larry, I got to get a high five for that.
Oh, hey, that's great. And you know what? We actually won an award recently as one of the top 100 dealerships to work for in the country out of 17,000 eligible dealerships. We not only won it at Infiniti for the second time, but this year we won it at Jaguar, Volvo, and Land Rover of South Dade. So that's something we're very proud of.
Well, I think that talks about the environment and the type of people and the family atmosphere and I'll say it this way, the culture of your company. And let's stop talking about cars for a minute and talk about this as a business. You see, people don't really understand how special the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, or I'll say it this way, the Warren Henry family is. You know, I do a lot of business with family offices, investment firms that work with multi-generational families. Generation one to generation two usually doesn't make it. Generation three never happens. Larry, you're generation three. I can give you a high five for not only making it through to your dad and to your grandfather, but I got to give you a high five because when I talk to those people, they love and respect you. And that's something that's not usual for the third generation.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Jim. I do. No pressure on the third generation thing either.
Yeah, and absolutely none. And, you know, hopefully someday, you know, maybe you'll, you know, you get out there, you'll do the fourth generation for your pop. I'm sure he's looking for that someday, I'm sure, talking like the old man that I am.
Well, yeah. I hope so as well. I really do.
All right, ladies, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. Hey, Larry, I want to take this time. If people want to come visit you, tell them where you're located. Tell them, you know, where they can get you on the web, on the phone number, all the good connection stuff. And, oh, don't forget, at Warren Henry Auto.
Yeah, at Warren Henry Auto on Twitter and Instagram, Warren Henry Auto on Facebook, and our website, www.warrenhenryauto.com.
You know,
and we also can be reached at 305-690-6006.
Now, what good events do you and Floyd have planned that are coming up that Johnny and I are going to go and go to and tweet about and stuff?
Well, it's still early, but next month we're planning a track-like event where we're going to set up our own track at Sun Life Stadium, have a 0-60-0 demonstration and autocross for the new Jaguars and Rovers. So,
well, I know where I'll be.
Something really nice.
I know where I'll be, Lair. I'm going to look for my invitation coming in on Facebook. My wife always catches this stuff for me on Facebook. She's terrific. And Larry, when you go up there, people be watching, or will people actually be able to put their fannies in the chairs?
No, people will be able to drive the cars. We're going to have some professional drivers there to assist and teach, and should be very nice.
Johnny and I are signed up. I'm getting the high five. Johnny, it's in the book for Johnny. Johnny's already going. Oh, Johnny's giving me, he's doing all these things. He pulled out his sword. He pulled out his sword, his lightsaber. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. And Johnny wasn't even with me when I went out there. And oh, by the way, Mr. at Warren Henry Auto owes me another trip around the track because he shortchanged me the last time I was there. So you tell Peter that we're going to get in that car and we're going to have some fun.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Peter. He actually asked me if I could get him on the show.
Well, that's up to you. I would love to have Peter as long as he's not driving.
I agree.
Okay, well, you know, we got Larry laughing. We've talked about Peter. We've talked about Johnny. We talked about the one thing we didn't talk about is that not only can you get a great work experience at Warren Henry, but you don't need a college degree to make six figures. You better go check out my buddy. Larry's in at Warren Henry Automotive. Larry, phone number one more time.
305-690-6006.
High five, and we're either coming on before or after that event the next time talking about how great it's going to be or how great it was. But either way, we're going to be there at that. Nope, oh, Johnny's doing something. Johnny's got to go. Oh, yeah, Johnny's got to go. We're going to tweet all about it live, before, after. We'll call you on the side. Oh, yeah, well, maybe we'll do a live broadcast. High five to you, Johnny. Well, Larry, thank you so much for everything, man. We really appreciate you coming on the show as always.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Talk to you soon. We're going to be back after this. We're going to roll into the Health and Wellness Hour. We're going to have Dr. Ashwan Mehta. He's the Assistant Professor of Clinical Medicine. He's a hospitalist, internal medicine. We're going to talk about sleep deprivation, breast cancer survivor, and then we're going to talk about Tarek Maddox and facts and fiction about working out with your own personal trainer back after this. Right, I'm in here, I'm celebrating, and I'm dancing, and you know why? Because I was at Sun Life Stadium watching our Miami Dolphins. And friends, did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? Well, guys, you better get your tickets now, because they're going to sell out. If they keep going like this, it was an awesome environment. Man, we were running out and high-fiving. The stadium was rocking. And you know, there's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate and then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us, and creating lifelong memory with your kids, your families, your friends, or business associates. High five, Johnny. Now, the best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. And you know, I always give you the best advice. And when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you have got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Thinking of heading to one game, three games, or all the games this season, visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your Dolphins ticket direct and save today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. You know, Johnny, I can't wait to drive that hot new Jaguar that they're going to have us out there on the track next month on. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, it is time for us again to talk about the fact that as we get older, we are at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. And folks, this is the best part of the ad. Call 305-243-2020. Get it, 2020, eyes 2020. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for now 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit baskinpalmer.org or call 305-243. Here it comes again, 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
A good evening. Taking a look at your roadways, we are dealing with delays on the Don Shula Expressway northbound at Kendall Drive, an accident blocking two right lanes. Also dealing with delays on Lejeune Road affecting both your north and southbound directions. The road is closed between Northwest 119th Street and 129th. You can take Douglas Road or Red Road as an alternate. Broward County, an earlier crash, 95 northbound after Sunrise Boulevard, now clear. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a couple of housekeeping items. I want to make sure that you join me on October 17th. After I'm done with the show, I'm going to head over to the 16th annual Sunset Over Miami. It's the number one real estate networking event in Miami every year. You can't even walk around. It's so great. They're going to have sounds by DJ Irie. It's going to be at the Port of Miami. You can, go to email sunsetovermiami@jewishmiami.org, or you can call 786-866-8446 to get more information on the 16th annual Sunset Over Miami, the top real estate networking event that's going to happen this fall. Now, we've also got the October 8th annual CBRE Multi-Housing Summit. There's going to be 450 owners, investors, and multifamily experts. I'll be there. I'll be talking. Steve Owens, he's the keynote speaker. Who's he? Well, if you've been hearing about what's going on in Brickell, this is the guy that's the catalyst for it all. He's the president of Swire Properties. He's the guy that's building the big Swire City Center right there. For more information, call 646-862-6136. And now as we head into the health and wellness segment, I want to remind you to go to lawrencekids.org and support the Lawrence Kids specialty license plate, the Love and Healing license plate designed by Romero Brito, one of the biggest social wellness issues that we can control and address is the abuse that our kids take at the hands of these aggressive people in our society. And 98% of that could be addressed and prevented with education. And now we're going to talk about UHealth. UHealth, it's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. I've been there. It's a beautiful facility. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. And stick with us, because we're going to talk to Dr. Mehta in a second, and he is one of the people that coordinates this for some of the most at-risk people. You're going to want to hear this guy. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10th year in a row. And don't forget, the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Cancer Care Center. That's where Dr. Mehta works. And if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just call in and talk to Dr. Mehta or go visit him. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great. And it also has the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things over at UHealth. And what you've got to do, they've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, these guys can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover at UHealth. You never know what could be there, and it might just be what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or discover or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I knew that I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, Dr. Mehta, are you out there?
Yes, good afternoon, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, listen, we always have you. We love having you on. You are like the king of positive energy, and the things that you do for our community are second to none. You work with some of the most at-risk people here in our society, and you help them get better, and isn't that what it's all about?
I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. Now, Dr. Mehta, you do a whole bunch of things. Last time you were on, we talked about a hospitalist. We talked about sleep deprivation and what you can do with that, and I've been cutting down on caffeine and sleeping better, so I've been listening.
I'm glad to hear it.
But let's talk about the Breast Cancer Survivorship Program. What's that all about? Because it sounds like something really important.
It is. It's absolutely important. You know, it's a very innovative method that we have at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center in order to provide our patients who are done with primary treatment coaching with regard to exercise, with regard to nutrition, with regard to weight management, sleep, and even using mindfulness practices. You know, these are positive health behaviors that are really essential in the context of living beyond cancer. And it's really important that it comes from a coordinated team of experts, a nutrition expert, an exercise physiologist, and somebody who is board certified in either internal medicine or is a full-fledged oncologist.
Doc, it sounds like you're talking about what I read every week, about a whole bunch of people getting together to make people feel better.
Well, that's the concept. That's the idea, you know. And we're really fortunate to have a really exceptional group of patients who come through Sylvester. I mean, they are highly motivated. They inspire us on a daily basis. And just to watch them progress through this program has been just a real fortunate experience for me.
Well, when somebody says cancer survivor, hey, Jim, this person is a cancer survivor, I immediately think of the Man of Steel, but I know that there are ongoing issues that people that survive cancer have on a daily basis with nutrition, with physical rehab. But the thing that I've seen with the people that I know that have had really difficult cancer processes is mental. Now, you guys have to put together somebody on your team that helps these people through mentally and emotionally as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And, that you bring up an important point, because the National Cancer Institute defines a survivor as anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer, whether they're undergoing primary treatment or after their completed treatment, and also their friends and family members. Anybody who's connected to them and is part of their support network is also considered a survivor. And, the mental, the anxiety, and, sometimes the stress, the full-blown depression that is oftentimes a result of surmounting this health challenge and going through treatment and then learning how to thrive after treatment. I mean, all of these things entail a tremendous amount of emotional, psychological burden. And so we do have a group of experts who are well trained in coaching people in the cancer survivorship process. And mental is, the mind and body, they're connected, Jim. So the bottom line is that as you think, so you become. So at the end of the day, where the mind goes and what's going through your thought process, that ends up manifesting itself in very real ways in the body. So we use a team of psychiatrists, of psychologists, of social workers. In my practice, I use a lot of mindfulness methods. Mindfulness includes, things like breathing exercises, guided imagery, creative visualization. All of these things are so crucial. They're very important during during treatment as well as in the survivorship period.
It seems to me that the most important person other than the patient themselves is their significant other. And I must tell you is that the partner and then the rest of the family, the impact is significant. And I must believe that the psychological upliftingness that people see once their patient starts to bounce off the bottom is amazing. First, the stress relief, and then just the unbridled love that they have that comes back that they've been putting out the whole time to support them. The love, the tenderness, the unconditional love, that's the number one thing that the person's partner can do for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we encourage our clients to come in with their family members, with their friends. First of all, it's nice to have an extra set of ears, to hear the recommendations with respect to nutrition, with respect to exercise, and, with respect to getting good sleep. But in addition to that, these are all positive health behaviors that are lifestyle related. So, it's the patient. The patient is going to be the one who's putting the rubber to the road and implementing these positive health behaviors when they go home. So it's always important to have the buddy system in place. And, I have very inspiring stories of children, being the support network for their parents. Teenagers really going above and beyond and showing a tremendous amount of resilience and maturity, and helping their parents go through treatment and also in the survivorship period. So it's really great to see. But you're absolutely correct, Jim. The survivorship, the network that you have around you, your family, your friends, I mean, this is crucial. And you know, it's what's nice about these kinds of recommendations is that they're equally applicable to everybody in the whole family. So it's not just that we're making nutrition recommendations in isolation for just our client, but those nutrition recommendations are actually going to serve the whole family well. And that applies to, you know, getting exercise and being physically active together. You know, we've started a Walk with the Doc program, you know, where, you know, we've actually mapped out a path on multiple campuses that are part of the UHealth network, you know, so that people can get a daily walk for 30 minutes. 30 minutes, 5 days a week of aerobic activity is the bare minimum of cardiovascular exercise that is recommended by the American Heart Association. So, you know, we work really hard to get all of our clients up to at least that level and even beyond.
Yeah, I try to park as far away from where I'm going, even because if I can't get the workout in, at least I can walk the 5 minutes back and forth.
You got it.
And, you know, when you talk about the kids to me are the backbone of what it is because they don't know any better. All they know is just love, caring, and tenderness. They see the person that's having the issue and, you know, sometimes all it does take is a hug and a kiss and a smile, and that's sometimes the most important thing.
I wholeheartedly agree, Jim. I mean, you know, we have some tremendous stories and some very resilient people. You know, I have a few clients who come to mind. I'm going to be actually participating in the Dolphin Cycling Challenge, which is actually a bike ride that you know raises money for cancer research at Sylvester, and that happens the first weekend of November. And, you know, it's something that everybody ought to participate in, you know. And so I'll be writing for all of my clients and, you know, raising money for cancer research at that time.
Can I ask you to come back in a couple of weeks, maybe bring Pascal, and we talk a little bit about the Dolphins Cure for Cancer ride?
Anytime, Jim. It'd be my pleasure.
All right. Well, we're going to do that, Doc. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk about health and wellness and working out and some of the fallacies that people have about their physical fitness person. But I'm writing that down, Dr. Matt. You're one of the best guests we have. I'm going to get you and Dr. Goldschmidt on. We're going to talk about the Dolphins Cure for Cancer ride in the next couple of weeks.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you for everything you do for everyone in our community. This is Jim Freed. We'll be back after this short break.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you could lend.
All right, Dr. Mehta, Mr. Feelgood, that guy is perhaps one of the best kept secrets in our community. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's closing day 2013 at Marlins Park. Be here for the final game of the year when the Marlins battle the Tigers at 1:10 on September 29th. All fans get a Marlins 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Fox Sports Florida. Also, it's Marlins Family Sunday. Bring the family out, get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsis with the Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamondback. Go to Marlins.com, get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball.
Dive right in, join the fun.
Man, I had the best time out at Sun Life Stadium with my buddies last weekend. And did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? Well, if you haven't been, you gotta go. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate, than enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with your kids, family, friends, or business associates. The best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit Dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to remind everybody to join me next Friday, October 8th, for the Urbanland Institute's Hotel Miami Hospitality Overview. Is it cycling higher, or is there room for more? And boy, is it smoking hot in the hospitality industry. For more information, call 954-783-9504 or check out their website, seflorida.uli.org. Remember, it's Friday, October 4th, so make sure you get your reservation in now. It's going to sell out fast. It does every year. Now we've got our final segment. It's our personal training segment with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Tarek, are you there?
I am here, Jim. Happy to have you.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, man. Now, we all know that you train Frank Gore, you train Lamar Miller, but most people are just everyday Joes that you work with, and some of them just don't know what a real personal trainer versus a fake personal trainer are. Now, the number one myth is that your personal trainer's a specialist in physical fitness when they're really just a specialist in marketing themselves. Now, Tarek, you're a real health expert, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am, Jim.
You know, tell me a little bit about your credentials, man.
Well, I actually studied exercise science at FIU. I did a ton of internships at FIU on the college level and also on the NFL level, is just learning as much as I can from some of the top trainers in the country. So, you know, the more you absorb, the better you become. You just got to watch and learn, and it's always great to learn hands-on.
Yeah, and now here's another fallacy. I can work out as much as I want and then eat whatever I want. If they don't lay off the donuts, there's not much hope, is there?
No hope. If they don't lay off the empty calories or all the calories they're putting in, eating crap, there's no hope. It doesn't matter how much you work out.
Now, Tarek, it's tough to hear, so please try to you know, get to a clearer space for a second and get
okay,
rid of that.
Okay, I think I have the surround sound a little too loud. Sorry about that, Jim, my bad.
No problem.
Got it.
All right. Now, this is one that I know we never do, and it's that the trainer needs to push you till you're throwing up. Now, we never work out that hard.
Definitely. I mean, just really, we work out. When it hurts, we stop, we recover, then we go back at it. You know, a real professional will, you know, give you a break or two for a few seconds, 10 or 15 seconds, and let you recover, and then we'll get back at it. You're pushing too much, too quick, too often, you may get hurt, and we try to avoid injuries in the professional person in the training field.
Now, there's all these fads that are out there. You read about them, Kaibo, K-bomb, K-bowl, K-bowl, boo this, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I don't follow that. All I do is get up in the morning, call you, and you tell me what to do. What about all these fads, or is it just really about good, solid, clean, hard work?
It's always about good, solid, clean, hard work. And the fads, you know, they're going to continue to come, so we may as well prepare for them and just try to ignore them if we know it's, you know, just a bunch of crap. But basically, you want to get on some sort of, you know, program that will work for you, a consistent program, keep yourself dedicated, and you just got to stick with it and stay on it as long as you're not pushing yourself too much, too fast, too soon.
Now, the last one is that it takes a full hour to get a good workout in. Now, I know that's BS.
Yeah, it really doesn't take. I don't even work out for a full hour. When I'm in the zone, I may go for 60 minutes, but to get a great workout or a great sweat, it usually takes you about 15, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes to start sweating. I mean, if you stick to your routine, you're not going to lay out a whole workout that's going to last 60 minutes unless you're just trying to kill yourself.
All right, Tarek, I'm totally out of time. If people want to get to you, how do they find you?
Just follow me on Twitter, at Tarek Maddox, or you can easily give me a call on my personal cell. If you can get through, just leave a message. Area code 786-278-5584.
All right, Tarek Maddox, professional trainer to Lamar Miller, Frank Gore, and our professional athletes all over the town right here. Thank you so much for everything, Tarek, for being on the show and the good advice and keeping me fit for life.
Yes, sir. That's what we do, Jim. I have some great before and after pictures for you, too, Jim. You look awesome on those pictures, Jim.
Can't wait to see him. I want to thank our sponsors, Tarek Maddox and U Health, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni. They're caring for kids. The Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins. Social Media 305, Bruce Turkel, Lauren's Kids, Publix, bringing us food to all our events. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And, of course, thank you to our listener. Please join our community. Give us feedback at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our website. Hey, if you missed the show, we'll be on again at 10 o'clock on Monday. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't. We'll be right back.